We may not have a functioning railway system in my constituency of Donegal, or fit for purpose public transport, or indeed maybe not even roads, proper roads, but we do have Donegal Airport voted the most scenic airport in the world 3 years in a row by Flyby Survey. Imagine if such an effort was put into marketing this spectacular part of the Wild Atlantic Way as is put into the west and southern parts. Donegal Airport has been operational with a tarmac runway since 1986. It was the 1990s before the runway was extended and the permanent airport buildings were built. I note and welcome the planned investment in regional airports. However, of the €80 million funding package, just €6 million has been allocated between Knock, Kerry and Donegal airports for operational supports. In 2019, there was a 4.3% increase in passengers going through Donegal, with 48,000 passengers last year. Most of these would have been between Donegal and Glasgow. From January to July 2020, there was a decrease of 61.27% passengers through the airport, with just 8,405. Flights between Donegal and Glasgow were suspended from October 21st and will hopefully be resumed by Loganair in April next year. This means that numbers will remain far lower in 2021 again for the airport, so it does need the supports and it needs to be supported well. The Task Force for Aviation Recovery presented the final report in July 2020. The key numbers outlined in the report showed the importance of the aviation sector to our island economy pre-COVID. The estimated GDP contribution of air transport to Ireland in 2018 was €8.9 billion, and there were an estimated 140,000 jobs supported by the sector. The estimated GDP contribution of foreign tourists was €8.7 billion, and the number of overseas tourists arriving by air in 2018 was estimated at €8.8 million. The task force presented three sections encompassing 12 recommendations. One of these categories is rebuilding regional and international connectivity. Recommendation 6 said that for regional airports in Cork, Shannon, Donegal, Ireland West and Kerry, a stimulus package should be put in place concurrently to encourage the rebuilding of traffic. The task force recommended a common fixed sum per passenger which will be used by the airports to stimulate traffic by reducing airport charges for airlines and restoring the growing passenger numbers to the regions. This proposed state aid would have to be notified to the EU Commission. From January to June 2020, Kerry Airport was down 67% of passengers compared to the same time in the previous year, and Ireland West was down almost 24%. Help is badly needed.